Well, dear 11th history students, today let us study history theme 2, writing and city life. You have already studied theme 1, stone age cultures, which throws light on the beginning of human existence on earth. The historians are of the opinion that humans first of all emerged in Africa. Our present theme 2, early cities or writing and city life, deals with the subject as to how the man who had living for millions of years in forests and caves started living in villages and towns. Stone Age cultures can be broadly divided into three periods, that is Paleolithic, Mesolithic and Neolithic. Paleolithic means early Stone Age, Mesolithic means middle Stone Age and Neolithic means new Stone Age. Man entered metal age after the Neolithic age. Perhaps gold was the first metal discovered by man. But he could not use it for forging tools as it was very soft and was not available in an ample quantity. Later, he came to know of copper and entered into the copper age. Men used copper in making agricultural tools, weapons and utensils, but it didn't prove much useful as it was very supple or soft. Men entered the Bronze Age after Copper Age. Bronze was forged by alloying copper with tin. As bronze was stronger and more durable than copper, men began to forge utensils, tools, and weapons of this metal. The discovery of bronze brought about important changes in human life, and there began an era of new civilizations known as the Bronze Age civilizations. The historians suggest that the transition from Neolithic to Bronze Age civilization first took place in Mesopotamia or present-day Iraq. Well, I have divided this present chapter into three units for a convenient and systematic study. The first unit covers Mesopotamia and its geography and the significance of urbanism. The second unit deals with the development of writing and urbanization in southern Mesopotamia. Similarly, the third unit comprises life in the city and the legacy of the Mesopotamian civilizations. Unit 1. Let us study Mesopotamia and its geography. A great civilization flourished in Mesopotamia around 3000 BCE. Mesopotamia is now part of the Republic of Iraq. Originally, Mesopotamia is a Greek word which means the land between two rivers. Tigris and Euphrates were the two rivers between which the civilization of Mesopotamia flourished. The civilization of Mesopotamia is known for its city life, prosperity, voluminous and rich literature, astronomy and mathematics. It left its influence on world civilizations in a number of ways. Mesopotamia is a flat plain. The excavation work started here about 150 years ago. Mesopotamia can be broadly divided into two distinct regions, North and South. both the regions have very different environments. Northern Mesopotamia was frequently referred to as Assyria during the ancient time. Southern Mesopotamia is a region lying roughly between the Middle Tigris and the Persian Gulf. In the west, there is an unending stretch of desert merging with the Arabian Desert. Southern Mesopotamia was subdivided into two parts, that is, Sumer and Akkad, during the ancient times. From 2000 BC onwards, Akkad and Sumeria together came to be referred to as Babylonia because Babylon, an important city, became the political center of the major empire in southern Mesopotamia. From about 1100 BC, when the Assyrians established their kingdom in the north, the region came to be known as Assyria. Sumerian was the first known language of the land. Later on, Sumerian was replaced by Akkadian and Aramaic languages respectively. Mesopotamia witnessed the growth of three civilizations: the Sumerian civilization, the Babylonian civilization, and the Assyrian civilization. It was in southern Mesopotamia, that is Sumer, that the first cities came into emergence and the art of writing registered a growth. Second, the significance of urbanism. The earliest cities in Mesopotamia started growing in the Bronze Age in circa 3000 BC. Eridu, Ur, Uruk, Larsa, Legas, Nippur, Nisin, etc. were important cities of ancient Sumer, Babylon, Nineveh, Nimrud, Assur, Mari, etc. were other well-known cities of Mesopotamia. Cities not only served as a living place for a large number of people, but also as centers of various important economic activities. Initially, natural fertility and high standard of food production were the major factors leading to urbanization. Availability of water resources for transportation also played a significant role in the development of urbanization. Division of labor, the use of seals for trade, and the military power of king, etc., were also responsible factors for the growth of towns. As per excavations, there were three types of cities in Mesopotamia. They were religious, commercial, and royal cities. Cities occupied a very significant place in the life of the Mesopotamian people. They valued the city life highly. Cities were centers of various cultures. People of many communities and cultures lived side by side in cities. With this, the first unit completes. Thank you. Welcome, 11th history students. Today we shall study module 2 of our continuing theme, writing and city life. Our present module comprising subjects like the development of writing,
significance of writing and urbanization in southern Mesopotamia. The development of writing. Development of writing is a great intellectual achievement of human society. Writing is a way of encoding information or a system of symboling. In every language, certain spoken sounds convey certain meanings, which is known as verbal communication. The spoken sounds are represented in visible signs by writing or a script. The earliest discovered Mesopotamian tablets were written around 3200 BC. Each tablet is 3.5 cm or less in height. The Mesopotamian tablets contain picture-like signs and numbers. Around 5,000 lists of auction, fees, bread, loaves, etc. have been discovered from Mesopotamia. Small clay tablets were used for writing. The script of the Sumerians was known as cuneiform. The term cuneiform is derived from the Latin words cuneus, meaning wedge, and forma, meaning shape. Undoubtedly, these tablets contribute significantly in reconstructing the history of the Bronze Age Mesopotamia. The rate of literacy was very low in Mesopotamia. The main reason for low literacy was that there were hundreds of complex signs in Mesopotamian script and it was not easy to learn them. The famous epic, the Sumerian literature, was Gilgamesh. It was composed during 2000 BC in 12 tablets. Significance of writing. The development of writing made it possible to keep the documents secure. It helped make the maintenance of accounts of transactions easier and more convenient. As a result of it, the state institutions could handle complex exchanges and multiple participants could participate in it. It also made possible calendars and time reckoning. It facilitated the record of outgoings and incoming goods, as well as stock in storage. As a result of the development of writing, literature of a high order came into growth in Mesopotamia. It also enhanced the power of the ruling authority, that is the king. His commands or orders could be sent in writing to various state officials. The development of writing rendered feasible a series of communications between persons at a geographic distance from each other. Subject 3. Urbanization in southern Mesopotamia. Temples and kings. Settlements had begun to develop in southern Mesopotamia from 5000 BC. Of these settlements, some developed into the earliest cities. There were three types of cities in Mesopotamia. They were religious, commercial, and royal cities. Of these, the religious cities and the cities functioning as centers of trade occupied a very significant place in Mesopotamian culture. There was hardly any stone available in southern Mesopotamia. Therefore, bricks were used extensively for constructing dwelling places. Temples played a vital role in the formative phase of Sumerian civilization. The Sumerian people were polytheists, that is, they worshipped more than one deity. Every village and every city had its own tutelary deity. A big temple known as Ziggurat was built for the main deity of the city. Ainana, that is, goddess of love and war, and Ur, that is, the moon god, were the popular deities of Sumer. Enlil was the most eminent among the gods worshipped by the Sumerians. He was regarded as the master of humanity and as king of kings. With this, module 2 completes. Thank you. Hello, 11th history students. Good morning to everyone. Today, let us discuss the third unit of our continuing theme, Writing and City Life. Our present module explains about the city life and its outcome and the legacy of the Mesopotamian civilization. Also, at the end of the chapter, we shall be discussing a few interesting question and answer relating to this chapter. To begin, life in the city, life in the cities of Mesopotamia remains discovered from various Mesopotamian sites suggest that economic differentiation was present in society. Three types of graves have been discovered in Ur. I told you Ur was an important city in Mesopotamian civilization. Mesopotamian society consisted of three classes, that is, upper class, middle class, and lower class. Ruling class, the nobles, the royal people, and high officials belong to the upper class. Merchants, traders, landlords, artisans, craftsmen belong to the second class. Slaves belong to the lower class. Cows, goats, oxen, and sheep were the main animals of domestication in Mesopotamia. Ur, Legas, Kis, Uruk, and Mari were some of the most important cities of Mesopotamian civilization. Cities were of great significance in Mesopotamian culture. Many institutions, such as the growth of industries, beginning of commercial activities, division of labor, establishment of a well-organized administrative system, establishment of military organization, construction of magnificent temples and palaces, beginning of the art of writing, progress in literature, etc., came into being as a result of city life in Mesopotamia. Now coming to the second unit, the legacy of the Mesopotamian civilization. Mesopotamian civilization occupies a significant place among all the Bronze Age civilizations. Mesopotamian civilization left its influence on other contemporary civilizations in a number of ways. The scholars suggest that the art of writing developed first in Mesopotamia. Mesopotamians had great interest in literature also. Gilgamesh was their famous epic. Mesopotamians were interested in mathematics also. They made multiplication and division tables, square and square root tables, and tables of compound interest. The Mesopotamian people had divided the year into 12 months according to the revolution of the moon around the earth, the month into 4 weeks, the day into 24 hours, and the hour into 60 minutes. Mesopotamians had knowledge about solar and lunar eclipses. The Mesopotamians also invented a water clock and a sundial to measure time. Another particular contributions of Mesopotamian civilization to the world were in the field of astronomy and astrology. The Mesopotamians were well acquainted with constellation. They had firm belief in the influence of stars and planets on human life. Education also registered a growth along with the growth of writing in Mesopotamia. Many schools came to be established and high quality literature was produced. They made admirable efforts to locate and preserve the texts and traditions of the past by establishing libraries and by encouraging archaeological activities. These achievements of the Mesopotamians provide their civilization the pride of place among all the ancient world civilizations. With this, it is the end of this chapter. Thanking you.